I am potential unlimited. I am still writing the story of my life and can make it into anything I want. Potential isn't something I was given at birth. Rather, it's something that I develop. Today is the only day that my potential has any meaning. When I say yes to life and work on my dreams, I have unlimited potential. When I say no to life and am overwhelmed by inaction, I have zero potential. Low potential never traps me, and I don't worry whether I have enough to make my dreams come true. Potential isn't something that must be present before the fact of change. It's something that happens after the fact. Positive change is what makes potential possible. If I want to have more potential, I only need to make positive changes and my potential will skyrocket. I was not born with a lump of potential that determines the limits and outcome of my life. I can make it into anything I want. My commitment to positive action causes my potential to expand exponentially year after year. When I ignore any worries about my potential and concentrate on making positive changes happen, my potential does just fine. People are always asking the wrong questions about sailing around the world. The most frequent question is how much it costs to buy a yacht and do a circumnavigation. The second question is about how much time it takes, and the third question is about pirates and hurricanes. I understand why they ask those questions, but there are other more important questions on which they need to focus. Questions like the following. How many lives do you get? If you aren't living your dreams now, when are you going to start? How many years are you guaranteed to have perfect health? How many years are you going to be alive? These are the questions that really matter. It's easy to forget the facts of life. Here are the facts of life. Number one, you only get one life. Number two, life is short and death is long. And number three, there is virtually no reason that you should not be living your dreams. On the wall above my computer, I have a large chart that shows the timeline of human history. It goes from Neolithic and Paleolithic times right up to the present. It shows the major empires that for a time spread across and ruled planet Earth. Some of those civilizations lasted more than 1,000 years, and now they are gone. Billions of anonymous people had their shot at life and then disappeared, leaving hardly a trace. When I traveled in the Saudi desert, I sometimes found arrowheads lying in the sand. The last person who touched that arrowhead lived in Neolithic times more than 8,000 years ago. That arrowhead reminds me of the shortness of life and that I should be living my dreams. Your short stay on planet Earth is frighteningly brief. It's like a puff of smoke or the flash of a meteor in the night sky. The facts of life are very clear. Life is way too short to not be living your dreams. So go ahead, live your dreams and make every day count for something good. Even though your life is short, there is no limit to how good it can become.